I'm hoping it's a match in the end arrangement, because it's much easier to arrange for G1 than it is constantly in the arrangement. The stairs, woodwinds, and double reeds. So the other idea is, bring them up. The worst that can happen is say, no, that's a stupid idea. No way.
Did you see the piece that Doug quote? Or no, what Doug?
Is that Aaron?
Aaron.
That would be a long one.
Yeah. 16-minute-long organ piece.
So yeah, again, suggestions. The Christmas stuff, I'd rather get ahead of it than to wait for the last couple of weeks, you know, like after Plymouth. Oh, yeah, we've got to wait to get things done. So we'll try to get that out. I think last year was like 20 tunes. We'll pick 10 or 12. The ones that sounded really good last year. And this, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is a longer piece. So we can play that and the 10 to 12 that we'll have. And we'll sort of take a break. We'll be back in 15, 20 minutes, whatever. And run it that way. Rather than, especially at Faneuil Hall, it's going to be like 10 degrees out like last year. Although the scarves that Mrs. Ravina got us and the stocking hats were very warm.
Still got it.
We're going to have those again. And for the new people, we'll have more. We'll have more of the hats and scarves for the new people. So. And maybe we'll have that, all those Santa Clauses there. Goodbye. I think what this online can play, it depends on more of what you're capable of playing. Is actually, I mean, I would like to play stuff like grade 5 jazz stuff. I have a job I was working on for whoever I find that can play it. Whiplash, from the movie Whiplash. Cool chat. Can we play it? It's not easy. It's not easy.
Can you throw a chair at us when we play it?
Yeah. Simple, whatever. Yeah. So I guess that's the big question. It's how much challenge can we give to the line that you'll be able to achieve that at a level that's good enough to put out there for public consumption. There's a lot, I mean, it's easy enough to just go up and play notes and rhythms. But when you play the right phrasing, when you play the right shaping, you play the right articulation, the right weight, it just takes that whole moment and gives it a whole new life. It's not going to be vanilla. And, you know, you're doing that now with sight reading, which is great, because every time we throw a new tune, it's a different type of phrasing, a different type of articulation, different type that you have to pay attention to what's on the paper. And when we play it a couple of times, it becomes muscle memory, and then it doesn't go bad. The adagio is so much better than it was last week, so much better than it was 2 weeks ago in the last Sunday rehearsal. It's really taking shape, and I think that's something that we're capable of. I think we'll be capable of doing that in Plymouth before the show starts. So you guys are in your moment in the spotlight before we take the show music. So as far as next year, it's, you know, I'd like to challenge us, but it means you have to spend that much more time trying to get to work. You can't take a piece of music and say, okay, this phrase here, and I've got 16 notes. I know I can play 8 of them, but that's not good enough. It's not good. And jazz, and you know, it's way, when you play jazz with this many people, it's a challenge. It's not one guy improvising. some little snippets of some of those tunes so we can test them out, so to speak. You know, when I was teaching way back when, my Saturday teacher, when I got out of drum corps, we did a Billy the Kid show, the Aaron Copeland show, and it was a 5/8/4/8 part in the middle. Muscle memory, they learned it by rote, and then I wrote the beginning and the end. So I think maybe I'll write some of those, that type of stuff up for you guys and say, yeah, here's, you know, 30 seconds or a minute of what this tune can be. If you can play this, you can play the whole tune. So you can kind of sample, you know, what we want to do next year.
Is there any consensus as to what songs we're keeping?
We're still talking about that. We'll probably keep, I think we're going to keep Killian. Is Killian, is this our first year?
Yeah, Killian and No Cowbell, those are the, for sure.
Those are the first year tunes.
Everything else is on the table.
So everything else, we should know. We don't know. I mean, I'd like to have a more contemporary ballad. I love the ballad. I think we can come up with something more contemporary than that. And it's also, how much can we memorize? I think if we do that thing in March, the end of March, the Boston Crusader IME thing, we wouldn't have everything. We'll put out Killian, we'll put out, you know, say 75% of what we're going to play.
8 measures of Spain.
Yeah, 8 measures of Spain. No, that'll be it. What's that? So, even with Sparks this year, we didn't finish our show until the third show. The first two shows, we went out and went for the first three productions. And amazing, some of the judges didn't know that we were finished. So we don't have to play a full show in that hall. I wish we could get a bigger hall. It's kind of a small place.
Yeah. It's a terrible place.
Terrible. But those are things. So should we need to know whatever, say, hey, I think this would be a cool tune. I don't necessarily like regurgitating these songs from the 70s and 80s and, oh yeah, the this drum corps from Wisconsin played this, and you know that's good. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. But I like to think more because of the contemporary with the 3-valve horns. There's more that we can do with the arranging that you could not do with a 2-valve horn, and you're not going to get those same textures going back and doing stuff from the 60s. You know, the stuff that I that's the way we go. That's a song that will never get old. And you always have a good feel with it. We could go a couple of months without playing it and dust it off and we'd be fine. But for the rest of the show, you know, I write the song, Celebration, but we can find something to replace those. So you know, give it a thought, as I said, the worst that can happen is has a bad idea.
Any chance we bring back that Beatles tune that we started with?